for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. We are here back again.
New York City.
Yep. Another one. Oh, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
What's the latest?
Life is good.
All right. Can't hit me with the generics.
You do it all the time.
Yeah, but we sitting down. You hitting me with that. I just see you at the train station talk. Oh, I gotta jump on this train, baby. Everything good, though. You good? All right,
fair enough.
Stay cool.
Nah, like, shit is good, man. You know what I mean? You know, we just got the announcement that Central Ave got picked up with the
Ooh,
green light.
Wee.
You know what I'm saying?
Bang, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fox coming
That's
to Fox
shit.
In the fall.
Oh,
so,
okay.
September 2020.
All right.
Little revamped, reorganized, because it's not going to be daily. It's going to be, you know, on the weekend.
Okay.
The weekend show. So we'll see how that format plays out. But, you know, right now that's what it is. And excited to jump back down and get back to work.
Round two. Fight.
Fight.
That's what's up, man.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's really.
Encore.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I had never worked in TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
pickup is a good look.
Yeah, pickup is definitely a good look. But it's definitely, you know, that next step into, you know, the next thing.
Yeah.
So,
you feel it? You feel?
Not yet, because it's a long way to September.
Right. But at least you know what you got, which is good, because you got at least a stake in the ground. So you know from now until then, you could just, you know what I mean?
But,
like, not to say you could do whatever, but you could plant dumb seeds because you already got some shit growing over there.
No, that's what it is. It's like, okay, let me plant the seeds that's going to grow in the direction I want them to grow.
Right.
So that's really what it is now. It's just a lot of groundwork,
right,
getting that set up, you know what I'm saying, and then maintaining the core business of the branded content stuff. So in the meantime, and moving forward, how does that move forward after, you know, you go on to the show?
Right.
So, you know, that's the entrepreneurial part of it is figuring out, okay, how to grow the business as well as learn and go into a new direction.
Mm.
So. Yeah. It's splitting your mind into two parts and getting busy.
You get that off. That, you know, that sound like.
Thanks for the confidence, my
nah,
brother.
Nah, I believe it. That sound like an advertorial. You know what I mean? I just sound like I had to play both sides, play that edit in that ad. But I believe you can do it. I say this too, just on some other shit. Just something to think about. I'm fresh from Bad Boys for Life. Did you see Bad Boys for Life?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was gonna go check it tonight, but then I forgot tonight is Tuesday.
Oh yeah, tonight is Tuesday. Well, today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday,
right.
Bro.
Nah, I checked it out. I fucked with it. I enjoyed it. You
seemed like
I mean?
A lot of people did.
Yeah, you know,
$100 million worth of motherfuckers.
$100 million worth of motherfuckers. I was honestly, because I think early on there was a little bit of scrutiny. You know what I mean? Not scrutiny, but there was a little bit of reluctance. I didn't know. It's like, damn, has it been too long? Blase skip. But I think what really pulled me in was just the press run. You know what I'm saying? Certain
right.
people out there, when they just do press runs, I'll buy a ticket just off the it's like offering.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a few people, I call it, there's a few press run pastors, I call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Who you got on
that? Will Smith is there.
He's up there.
I don't know if he's the number one. He's Bishop. He's definitely got a seat with the deacons at least.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Kevin Hart is a press run pastor.
Right.
I didn't really think about my press run pastor list. I'm talking out my ass.
No,
two right there off the top of the head.
But I would add Will Packer. Because he's usually orchestrating the Kevin Hart press runs
right.
on the movies they do together.
Right.
And for all of the movies that he's done from all the way back, you know, they really get them press runs in real serious about
right.
them. Really, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Jump on the jets and hit it real hard. They got a nice formula in promoting those movies.
And the thing is, because that, I dig it, especially like now where Kevin Hart is at, where Will Smith's been, you know what I mean? where Will Packer's at, there's, you know, there's the you're gonna get the privilege of having a high frequency of press encounters. You know what I'm saying? But it's not just that. It's like they be dropping gems. You know what I mean?
No
and
doubt.
Like vulnerable moments and real engagement.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, because there's motherfuckers that's just coming through. Hey, da 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 da. But I think I always pull some shit out of it, and I'm like, let me go ahead and buy a ticket, and now that's where things go left or right. But I'll still buy the ticket more. So I see it as an offering.
Okay.
I see the plate going around. I say, what's going on at the theater? I do that.
So what'd you take from I guess it would be the Will Smith scriptures?
This one, you know what it was more than anything? I guess it was the frequency. It was not even just the frequency. It was like the fact that it seemed like, because I didn't even stick with all of them. I didn't stick with all of them. I seen a lot of it living on the gram.
Right.
But it was like a nugget here, a nugget here, some vulnerability over here. Like, it was well placed. So, like, all right, the Breakfast Club with the Pac moment. You know what I mean? Yo, were you jealous of Jada's relationship with Pac? And he kept it 100, you know, I was the corny cat from Philly. You know what I'm saying? This was Thug Life. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and then, you know, he said, yo, his wife was like, yo, y'all would really get along. You know, it'd always be that. Y'all would really, I'm trying, you know who else would think that was funny? You know, it'd be a lot of that type of shit. So I thought that was cool. I liked the Sway in the Morning,
right.
brand new funk, where he pulled the Breath Control from 88.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? In 2020, that shit was impressive as fuck. That was a good one. And then, you know, just all of the, I can't count on anything else, but I was just like, I think it was a couple other moments. I definitely saw the Breakfast Club interview. I thought that was really good. Just like what he was saying more than anything, just the type of shit he was talking. And he'd been talking this for a while. You know, Will kind of always been evolving. You know what I mean? And always, in my mind, always has been well-spoken and articulating his intention. You know what I'm saying? Similar to Kev. I remember, like, as I was watching that the Netflix doc, I remember he was on Breakfast Club one time and he was saying, yo, I got my shit planned out for the next 2 years. This is what we doing. We doing this, and man, we doing that, and this, and that, da, 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 da. And that shit, I was like, damn, nigga. One, I wish my calendar was planned
right.
for the next 2 years. That shit was banging. But then it reminded me of like when, like editorial calendars, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just having your vision, that 100 yard stare, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Seeing where it's going to drop, boom, boom, boom. It's fly, you
right.
know what I mean?
It's a
good place to be, but then not only just to say it, because motherfuckers can say the shit.
Right.
But then the shit would land like, okay, boom, boom, boom. And even with whatever little struck or whatever little controversy or whatever come
right.
ups. But I say all that shit to say, yeah, it was a couple things that I was just like, yo, they out here really, they really working. You know what I mean? You know, Martin was there. You know what I'm saying? Martin was doing his thing too. But that's the other thing, because you seen like Martin look like he even said, yo, I'm not, this ain't my type of shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not really.
You know. I'm not for this public stuff.
Right.
Can I go home?
Which I understand, but it's so crazy to see like such a difference in like personas in the way of, not even personas, but in a difference in the way of like Martin on Def Jam, in my mind was like, he was one of the ultimate hosts. The
right.
way that motherfucker used to set the tone on Def Jam, just the like, his the conviction, the energy, just the way, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
it's different now. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a lot different now.
It's a lot different now. And I you know, shit, I respect it because he did his thing in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Some people know their strengths.
Right. I mean, and you know, if you look at the 90s, you know what I'm saying, it seemed like the public was his strength. Now we know he definitely has some challenges in the, you know, man, in the breakdown scenarios.
Right.
And you know, you never know where he's at with it now. And the fact that, you know, you have to be around all these people every day, go to this city, get on a plane, go to this city just to talk to people and then asking the same questions over and over. And then you got to sit next to a nigga like Will Smith who's super, you know what I'm saying?
It's like a morning person all day.
Right, you know what I mean? Just like somebody who's very, very about all parts of his job, but you know what I'm saying? You're now sitting next to him in a place where you might not really want to be, and he's all 1,000% on his job and pushing this shit. And a lot of the success, you know what I'm saying, is you had to kind of give him a little piece of that because he definitely pushed the shit out of that movie and put himself out there extra hard in ways that had nothing to do with the movie to push the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was dope. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was dope. And but if Martin does his job in the movie, really, you know what I'm saying? That matters.
No, he killed it in the movie. He did his thing. And to that point, there's, like I said, that's two different personas. And I was actually breaking the two Martins down. But
I'm with you with the two Martins. But then when the new Martin got to sit next to the new Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith is just a whole different thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Quantum Leap Will.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like, shit. That's a lot of energy going in one direction. You might have to, I'm going to let this man have it, because.
But I could feel it. Because, you know, so funny. I think I said this before on the pod. Back when I first started doing Comedy on the Hump, me and Vlad, we used to do Comedy on the Hump Wednesday nights, Laugh Lounge, right? It was Lower East Side. It was a Wednesday night, 7:30. So it was a fucking middle of the absolute middle of the week, you know what I mean? Whatever. Wasn't no Friday show or whatever. Wasn't no Saturday show. Not that that context always matters, but this was like our first show when we first started, and you know, middle of the week, 7:30 is kind of tough because it's almost getting now. This is when we both still were working. Actually, no, I think I was gone, but like, Kat, this was just outside that bubble of people that go out after work. 7:30, you might have missed them. Cause they might have got out maybe 5, 6. They might have had a drink. They might have, you know, might have been a long day. Whatever. Sometimes you would miss them. So oftentimes it wouldn't be a whole lot of motherfuckers in there. You know what I mean? But there was. We would switch order off. 1 week I'd host. 1 week he'd headline. Vice versa. So those weeks early on, when I first started, I never hosted a comedy show before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like. Dude, I was looking at Def Comedy Jam DVDs, trying to summon the energy, not even like material, just summon the energy, because you know you got to set the tone, you got to, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to tell you, dog, I used to go to this cat all the time. This was the playbook.
He
was the guy. And I say all that to say, because I've been hearing a lot of people talking about comics, and this has been some shit that's going on for a long time, but like just as of late, there was a conversation about Eddie Murphy being super serious and real low key and mellow when he's in his interview space. You know what I'm saying? And then Martin, and you know what I mean? Like, you know, because the thing is, there's, especially if you're known to be funny, there's often that expectation that you're going to hit it from the door. Even if it's morning radio, whatever, 6 a.m., you trying to promote a show that might be halfway sold out, you got to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just how unnatural that shit is, just how much work that shit really takes. Some people probably better at it than others. Some people probably just, they got that. They got that reserve. Like when you look at Kev, it don't always look like work. Sometimes it do, but more often than not, you know, it's pastor pastoring. You know what I'm saying? It's early service, but he still got the, you know, other people like, okay, started off slow, boom, they got, you know, whatever. But I was just watching that shit. I kind of could appreciate that shit. I could empathize with that shit because it's also part of the gig. You gotta get your shit ready. You know what I mean? You gotta go all. You gotta summon this energy at some point, because there are some expectations. And if you out here trying to sell a show, sell a movie, whatever, you gotta sell that bitch.
Right.
And shout out to everybody out there selling.
Yeah, but you know, it's a thing, man. It's like it's a momentum. It's a consistent energy. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you outside, you got that outside energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You running. You at the spot. You know what I'm saying? You putting on the shit that everybody got on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to make you shine. Right. And you've been doing that consistently over the last 3, 4, 5 years, and you in the rhythm of it. So when the new shit drop, it's not like the new thing. You got to think.
Right.
You're like, do I need to go get it? You already know you got to go get
offense.
It because you outside.
Run and gun.
You know what I'm saying? But as you get older, and this is a testament to my own self.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You get older, you got different values and different life things going on. And
you a set shooter.
You have family, and you know what I mean? You become more of an inside person by fucking...
By what?
By choice, force,
okay.
Default,
okay.
by it's all of these things.
Society.
It's by necessity,
right.
By, you know what I'm saying? It's all of these things put together.
Okay.
So you become an inside person.
Right.
And you're inside and you're watching the outside from right. your fucking phone and your computer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a spectator.
Yeah, you're a spectator.
You're not on the court no more.
You just, you know what I mean? You know what to do if you had to go outside, but you're not.
You think you know what to do.
No, you can see it, you know it, but it's going to be hard for you to pull the trigger even on what you know.
Right.
So if it's like, yeah, all right, that's what everybody doing. If I was doing it, I'd do it like this.
Yeah, man.
But then when you walk up into the motherfucking Saks and Neiman and Nordstrom's to go cop that shit, you like,
yeah,
I ain't ready.
You're doing too much thinking.
You know what I'm saying? Then you go back home like, fuck that shit. I ain't even got to be out there nowhere. And then you get put in a situation where you're forced to be out there. You're
right.
selling something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're promoting something.
Right.
You got, you know what I mean, a show, a record, or whatever you got to sell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to put it out. And you want people to fuck with it. And then you get out there and you summons the energy, but your energy ain't there. It ain't there. It's off.
It's
not kinetic. It's
yet.
Not tuned.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Your shit ain't tuned up.
No.
You got a little slow start.
No.
You got a sputter.
Yeah.
But you're out there. You're giving it a valiant effort.
Right.
You're looking good to a small fraction of a percentage
right.
of the motherfuckers you're trying to sell to.
Right. Looking silly to some too, but
yeah,
it don't matter.
You're looking silly to some, but you can't give a fuck.
You got
to
be out
you're
there.
You're the little engine that could.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you fucking go back home, you know what I'm saying, look yourself in the mirror, knowing that you ain't at the speed you need to be.
Right.
But then you got to get the fuck up and do it again.
Yeah.
And do it again and again and again until you up to a optimal speed for who you are.
Right.
Like, Will ain't never took no breaks. You know what I'm saying?
Which pack? You took Packer or
Smith?
Smith.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? But I'm talking Smith at this point. He's fine-tuned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He had fresh off of Latin. You know what I mean? He fresh off his own. He jumped on Instagram and hit that shit like he had always been there.
Yeah.
You know
he
what I mean?
He played 82 minutes.
Exactly. So he's fine-tuned. He's ready to go.
Got it.
That's the thing is, like, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got to get ready, don't beat yourself up if you're not at the speed with everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get back at it and get back to it, do it again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying, at some point you're going to find your optimal speed. It
right.
might not be as fast as you was when you was outside,
mm-hmm.
but it could be faster than it was when you was sitting on your ass and shit wasn't popping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's movement.
It's movement, and you got to
right.
stay ahead of it. And at some point, you're going to catch a break, and you're
yeah.
going to catch some wind on your sail,
yeah.
and, or the culture going to move in your direction where you already a master at what the motherfucker's been trying to get to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like that, like, you know, when I jumped out with the magazine, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't at full pace with where I needed to be for
mm-hmm.
the independent space.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I don't think what I was saying was on target with what motherfuckers was talking about.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But this in this day and age, back then, I'm talking 21st century hustle, new ways to work, new ways of thinking that, you know what I'm saying, how you move your life and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, that conversation is kind of new age and fucking in vogue
right
now.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? It's what motherfuckers is talking about.
Right.
So I don't really have to catch up in that space. You just have to go and run your race. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that's what I'm talking about. Shit like that.
Right.
But, you know, there it is.
There you go. Nah, I definitely saw that. I went and checked it out. And it was a lot of that in the movie, too. You felt mm-hmm. that in the movie in the way of like just, you know, they address the fact that this is a franchise from the 90s. These ain't bad boys no more. These is grown men with responsibilities, aches and pains, and you know what I mean? Years on the other side of young, you right. know? So that popped out in a way that it wasn't super heavy-handed, you know what I mean? It was mm-hmm. there. It was obviously part of the narrative. It was cool ways they did it, you know, some funny shit. Shout out to my man Clayton English. I think he wrote on that. Funny comedian. I just seen him out in L.A. When I was out there. So salute to that, man. Salute to the Bad Boys for Life doing over $100 million.
Word.
But it also made me think, back to my initial point, made me realize... I got like three ways of how I, it reminded me that I probably got three ways that I could think of, maybe four, three ways that I think of when I think of Miami. There's the Luke situation, this mm-hmm. early Luke. Mm-hmm. Then is Jerry Bruckheimer, really like a Will Smith. Look, you know what I mean? Like, you know, in town, they will know if it's Bruckheimer or Bay all the time, whatever, but it's like a Will Smith, Welcome to Miami context. Mm-hmm. Arguably, in the deep recesses, there's, and it's not always, I don't think it's Miami, so I'm going to take it. I was going to say MTV Spring Break, but I think that's somewhere else.
It wasn't Miami. It was in Fort Lauderdale at first. That's where it kind of started.
Okay. But that's, would you consider that Miami proper, or that's different?
South Florida.
So yeah. That's kind of yeah, that's different. Bigger. That's a bigger
outside
thing.
Of Dade County is not Miami anymore.
Okay, so there's the Luke Two Live Crew, which is you know, thong bikinis, like for the first time you ever see that type of shit, like mm-hmm. oh shit, explicit out there. Right. You know what I mean? Then there's
it's your boy Trick Daddy.
Yeah, but Trick, Trick give you the gritty, the grimy, and I get, you know what I mean? Yeah, he give you that.
Said that in your story because you used to always be like, that's your man.
Well, I fucks with Trick Daddy because he was a lyricist, and I, you know what I mean? He was a beast, and I remember seeing this motherfucker make a grown woman cry at the moon, like just off of, I forget what record I think it was, Ain't No Santa Claus in the Ghetto, some shit like that. Jay was balling. It was amazing. This motherfucker, yeah, he's out there. He's affecting the people. Shout out to Trina as well. But and then there's that Michael Bay explosions, right. Pink turquoise, dance floor action, sparklers. Right.
Fake Miami people.
Yeah, like, but down South Beach, which you go to, that's what the expectations are if you're from outside. Right. Then there's the Mr. Muhammad motherfucking context, which I was like, I would love to see, especially the way you tell these stories and the, you know, you grew up in Miami, the way you know what I mean, you speak on Miami, mm-hmm. how you, because you're a visual storyteller. Uh-huh. Just how you would tell the Miami story visually.
Right.
I would really like to see that.
That's very interesting that you say such a thing because, I mean, real talk, on the way, on the train ride here, the fucking train was riding local, so it was slow as fuck okay. and crowded as, you know, them sardine trains. And I just had this story playing in my head. It's a Miami story, you know what okay. I'm saying? Because it's a guy on Instagram that he got these Chevys and they cleaner than a motherfucker. You know okay. what I'm saying? I'm like, they expert clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just the way he do it, he just got a lot of taste. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? 75 Chevy, he got a vert, mm-hmm. and then he got a hard top. And I just started creating a story around it because I seen has discovered his page because this one of these Instagram pages, you know, like a magazine type of, you know, high floss,
right?
White Instagram uh-huh. posted a picture just of one section of the car.
Right.
And you could see it was a Caprice and you could see the rims and you could see the color.
Right.
And I was like, damn, I wonder who took that picture. I'd like to get that printed. Yeah. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Yeah. Put it on my wall in my office and shit.
Right.
And so I hit them up and then they was so out the loop. They was calling it all kind of other cars. They were saying it's a 60-something Cadillac and I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? This fucking shit say Caprice Classic right there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, these motherfuckers. So I corrected them and told them what it was.
Right.
And then, but I asked them, you know what I'm saying, where did they get the picture from? Right. So yeah, I could fucking contact the photographer.
Get a print.
But anyway, I Googled, you know what I'm saying, Baby Blue Caprice.
You really wanted this
white
photo.
Top, you know what I'm saying? And then
that
shit popped up because, you know what I'm saying, you know, cats do their cars in a certain way and it's very specific to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they made a run of that color in that year.
Yeah.
Nah, it ain't like that. Cats go do their own thing. So once I Googled that shit popped up. Bah! And then I ended up finding his Instagram. He got that one and a couple of other ones. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga shit tight.
Right.
So I was just thinking about it. His shit popped up while I was on the train, and then a whole story popped in my head of how, you know what I'm saying, you could utilize that car as the basically the a co-star of a story, you know what I'm saying? So it's funny you say that because that was my energy on the way here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's a lot missing in the Miami storytelling because you do have those segments of, you know, the high commercial style,
right.
Whether it's models and fashion.
Right.
Or whether it's Michael Bay or even Scarface or whatever.
Right.
And then you have, you know, Trick Daddy's, you know, Tales of the Hood or even JT Money's Tales of the Hood.
Right.
You got that style. But then there's a whole story of how that shit blends together. And nobody tells that story.
Mm.
Nobody tells the story of how that shit works together. They might tell you it's Cocaine Paradise. And, you know what I'm saying, I watched this PBS doc a long time ago that was saying how cocaine was the gross domestic product of the state of Florida and the biggest employer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that helped me understand why the culture of Miami was the way it was. Because no matter how high you get, how professional you get, that element is right next to you, close
money.
By.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not, you're
neck
never,
and neck.
You're
yeah.
never too far away from that shit. No
can't
matter.
Look down.
Right. No matter where you go. So you can't outpace it. So a lot of times it just ends up playing together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but no one really has told that story of how that those two worlds come together in a way for a regular motherfucker or everyday, day-to-day person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot that a nigga could do, but you know, you got to do it.
What you think is the best film representation of Miami in your what you've seen in your life? If you had to pick one. You just had to give one an award.
I ain't seen it yet.
Yeah, nah, I mean, I hear that. But
I
feel you. But
I
if you had
it.
To give somebody the runner-up, who's
I mean,
it?
I think Moonlight did a good job in giving you a small slice of life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Within the story that they were telling.
Right.
You know what I mean? They didn't give you a lot of... I guess you couldn't, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to get stars.
Yeah.
So you had stars playing, you know, Miami people.
Right.
So you didn't really get the texture. But, you know, you got it enough to glance and be like, okay, that's Miami.
Right.
I haven't seen a lot of independent movies in that space. It's probably somewhere like that, but...
But even considering the big shit, Michael Bay, Miami Vice.
Nah, you always mad at that shit because anytime they get to, like, black people, it'd be like, come on, man, who the fuck is this? Like, what kind of shit is this?
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. Yeah. Like, you know, in one of the Bad Boys, they had Lil Haiti, and I'm like, come on, man, that ain't, come on.
It look crazy.
Yeah, who is this light-skinned Haitian? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, there are light-skinned Haitians, but come on, man. If you gonna go in Lil Haiti, man, represent it.
Right.
How it look, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
How I feel. So, you know, it's just broad strokes most of the time.
Yeah.
So, and I think it ain't even just in film. I think film is just an extension of the rest of the culture, like music. I think in music, when you have a city that has detailed storytellers in a way that's very specific, it helps the rest of the culture understand what you're talking about.
Right.
So when you go to make a movie, you already have some cliff notes on, and it's just an extension and a further explanation of this is what it is and this is how it looks and this is a deeper story into it, like John Singleton and Boys in the Hood, which was an extension of what Ice Cube was already doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, in my eyes, Rick Ross could have probably been the best visual storyteller. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He is coming out of Miami, but he don't talk a lot specifically
about Miami,
about details of Miami. Right. He give you some broad strokes, a couple names, but he keep it real universal. Mm. Keep it, you know what I'm saying, worldwide hood USA. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like when it was Port of Miami, he gave you topics, but didn't give you the details. Mm. So like you saying Port of Miami, that's the name of your album. I'm expecting, yeah, okay, he's gonna tell the port story. Okay, right. here we go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the port is important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Important to the culture. Because we talked about it before. It's like the longshoreman was the best job you could get outside of the streets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you was, you know what I'm saying, just a high school graduate or even a, you know what I'm saying, didn't graduate from high school and you got on at the docks, shit, you're going to have great pay, great benefits, you in the union, mm-hmm. plus shit fall off the boat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's like, and you go work early the fuck in the morning, you're off at 2 o'clock with the drug dealers. It's like, shit.
Chilling, yeah.
Yeah, you got good money, so you got good income, so you usually, you know what I'm saying, your credit could be straight, you're getting the same car the drug dealers got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So y'all at the car wash the same time.
You playing by the rules and winning.
Right. Yeah. So, but then if you did want to dip your toe in the streets, you had great access to plugs and shit like that, that's sending shit on the boats. It's like, it was the best of both worlds. I thought that's the kind of story Port of Miami was going to be.
Ain't touch on none of that, huh?
Nah. It was just a hint. And like, that's what he does well. He give you a, mm-hmm. he drop a vocabulary word for you, then you had to go look it up.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, not a lot of details, but a lot of broad strokes that paint to, okay, these are stories that could be told.
Okay.
So, I mean, bottom line is, if I'm going to talk the shit, I might as well just tell the story.
Yeah, show the people,
shut
man.
The fuck up, man. Put the pen to the paper.
Speaking of which, I forgot to follow up, and then we're going to close out on the old familiar. But I forgot to follow. I don't know if you want to get into it, but I know 2 weeks ago you were saying you was going to come back with your manifestations and share them with the people. I don't know if you still want to take the floor.
This is off script.
Okay, well, shit, then we can wait till another time.
This didn't make the manifest that I saw earlier.
You was talking that, you know, I'm going to come back.
I'm here, I'm ready, but I'd rather do it than when you ready, too.
Oh, all right. Well, I told you I wasn't really trying to manifest on the mic, but if that's what you was trying to get me to do, I told you right in that moment, I was like, shit, you could do that for Delph. But I might fuck with you. I might fuck with you. I respect. I'll give it some thought.
I mean, shout out to LaShawna Stanley who casted locally for Bad Boys for Life. She just had her manifestation brunch yesterday.
Look at that.
Well, Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I saw the video, like the recap video, but I haven't talked to her to see how it all went down.
That's dope.
And so I have a little more insight.
All
right. And you're right. I did say it. I'll be back with it.
All right.
It's just not today. If you had hit me at 3 o'clock with it, I would have.
Yeah, that's all good. Yeah. I meant to follow up on that last week.
That's too important to be freestyling and shit with you.
That's why I said, look,
manifest destiny and shit.
Yeah, man. All right. So I think it's time. You know, we gotta make this a quick one, but. I would like to talk about, did you see Power?
I did.
Okay.
Of course I did.
Okay. Let's talk about that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to the people that don't like Power spoilers. If you don't fuck with Power spoilers, this is your time to step out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? You should have seen it by now. It's Tuesday. If you watch it, if you plan on watching it at some point, you're going to forget these spoilers anyway, so you might as well just hang out for the dynamic conversation, but it is what it is.
No doubt.
I'm going to say this. I like this episode. I like this episode a lot. It gave you what you fuck with Power for. You know what I'm saying? It gave you some gun smoke action. Good TV. You know what I mean? Some gun smoke going on, little schmaltz. You know what I'm saying? Got a little cheesy a little bit.
Yeah.
A nice little death scene, you know what I mean?
For the first time, you seen ghosts on his deathbed.
Yeah, and I thought he played that shit well. I thought it was a good moment.
Shout out to the makeup director who put the blood in his mouth. That way. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't really usually get a little drip off the side. Mm-hmm. You don't never see that caked up. You know what I'm saying? shit is wrapped. Look.
Right. It's morbid. It's over.
Blood all over your mouth.
Yeah. You need to listen clear because this. I'm not saying this again. Where you want to start at?
You start from the beginning.
I like this episode. I like the shit a lot. This is from what I recall. One, I was over it. First, it was a Tommy episode. I fuck with Tommy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I fuck with Tommy's moms. I've said that before. Tommy, whoever's playing Tommy's mother. Matt, find out who plays Tommy's mother on Power. I want to give her a proper shout out because I think as an actor, she shows up and I believe her. You know what I mean? I could see. Hold on.
Patricia Klemmer.
Shout out to Patricia Klemmer.
K-A-L-E-M-B-E-R.
All right. Patricia Klemmer. Shout out to her. Because I was watching it just the way, like, she play all of that, like, the little squirrely shit, but then, like, the conviction, still believe in her and, like, Ghost and Tommy's relationship. You know what I mean? Almost like she got more faith in it than even Tommy does. Mm-hmm. Just the way that she got that I don't want to say seductive slash manipulative kind of parent thing, to where, you know, I'm gonna show you some love, I love you, you know what I mean, but I need some shit too. It's conditional. You know who I am. You know what I mean?
She's a hood mama.
Yeah. So there's that
guilt trip.
Yeah,
you know, need some
manic, always, you know, shit going on, but respond to the same type of manic energy. Yo, I need you to watch this kid. I can't explain nothing.
But it's still, is this a, you know what I'm saying, dime bag worth of work or an eight ball worth of work?
Right. She going to negotiate.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, she sees the desperation.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah, opportunist, definitely. So there was a lot of scenes with her. They had Debbie Mazar, who I fuck with. Debbie Mazar's an ill actress. She played Benny's sister, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she killed that shit.
Yeah, she killed it. I like that little scene that she had with Tariq.
She's the only motherfucker that told him about his motherfucking ass.
Right. Like, all of that shit, I don't want to hear none of that
fam. We need to give her the belt.
Right,
to whoop his ass.
She killed that. She killed that shit. There was even that, this is what I say, got schmaltzy with, like, the little girl. I forget the little girl's name.
Elsa Marie.
Elsa Marie and Tommy in the car. Because it was the moment where it's like, Tommy thinking about fleeing the scene, that is really, you know, Ghost dead, Keisha's dead. You know what I mean? He spent.
Mama don't give a fuck.
Mama, she going to do what she going to do. You know what I mean? Squad, one nigga ratted. He, you know, got that out of there. Other cat locked up. You know, he got a clean, but he could go to Cali. And then, because I think he might have said, yo, I don't know, I don't really have nothing to, I don't know if he said it explicitly, but some shit like, I don't know if I got anything to live for type
Not live for, I don't have nothing to stay for.
I don't got nothing to stay for.
Yeah.
And then here comes this orphan, kind of, but I guess Debbie Mazar is going to be the custodian or whatever. But like, for a hot second, it was like, oh, is this about to be some old, I know you killed my dad spinoff, that, you know what I mean? Because homegirl is, she's streetwise, you know what I mean? She, you know, she lost her pops and her uncle to some gun violence. He's a killer. You know what I mean? They happen to be in a little situation.
I like how they drew the parallel between their stories. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, her mom was an addict, his mom was an addict. You know what I'm saying? They kind of drew some parallels there, where you could see them spinning her off into a little girl gangster because the auntie told her what the grandma told her. Wish you would have been a boy because as smart as you are, you're smarter than both of your brothers, but you'll never rise in the gang because you're a woman.
Right.
And then Elsa Marie, like, why?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't see no boundaries. What you talking about?
She, you know, you could see her breaking boundaries in gangster life.
It was a lot of origin story material.
Yeah, you know definitely, what I mean? Definitely.
So, the Tasha scene.
Yeah.
That was tense. That made me really, after that, and I've said, I had a couple moments where I'll clap and say, that's Notori Norton. That's not 3LW. That's Notori Norton. She out here acting. Give her a round of applause. That's Notori. She was all the way committed. If this is how it's going to be, I'm glad it had to be like this. I think she's had at least three of them moments where she's got to really show, like, she's wheezy. You know what I mean? She is all in. So there that go. I enjoyed it. I thought that, white man drive off to the sunset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Unaffected. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't mad, man. Overall, I thought that shit was cool. I'm sure there's a couple other things I'm missing.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I love the way they breaking it all down from all these perspectives. The shit that fucks me over is the timeline.
What you said?
You kidnap a kid, you kill about 10 motherfuckers in one day. You motherfucking, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The, I don't know where they give out inheritance while niggas still in the morgue. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody getting their inheritance.
For Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost.
Oh, right.
He done left everybody this shit, like. Come on, B.
Ghost was thorough.
I mean, come on, man.
This nigga.
Come on, man.
Everything, nothing was out of place.
Nobody dies and the inheritance goes out the same day.
He had his outgoing email message on, hey, sorry, guys, I'm dead.
Right.
But, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Dre went to jail twice in one day. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Total lockup.
Right.
You know?
He'd be in and out of jail.
How many moves Tommy made over the course of that 2 days, a day and a half, whatever?
I just call that power time.
You know what I mean? He made all the moves.
Suspend your disbelief.
You're like, you know what? I got a corner to bend. This motherfucker all over town.
Yeah.
You know how long it take to get from Queens to Manhattan? Driving in traffic?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what time of day you're going.
Yeah, whatever. You know. Then you're going to go wherever a man from. What's his name? 2-Bit?
Oh, 2-Bit, roll up on 2-Bit.
Wherever he was from.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot of moving parts. This shit just fucked me up.
No, it wasn't 2-Bit. 2-Bit was in jail. What's the other cat? Smoke, Spanky.
Spanky.
Yeah. Shout out to Spanky. What's his name, too? Let me give him a proper shout out, because I called him old in the face a couple weeks back, and that was unnecessary slander.
He classic OG New York cat.
So you got to give him his props. I think maybe
aside from the snitching.
Yeah, you know. You got anything on there? Here we go.
You said it was Spanky?
Or Black, or Smoke, or Black. What you got? He should be with 2-Bit.
Is it Omar Scroggins?
What's the name of the character?
The internet's kind of slow here, but Spanky?
Yeah, I think it's Omar Scroggins. Shout out to that man, too.
No doubt.
All right. Talk to me.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. Out of that episode, I really...
What you think of it? You fucked with
no,
it?
What you rating? I like what they, you know, it's good. Like you said, it's good TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? I haven't written it off. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my favorite shit ever, but.
It's
you
like
know.
TJ Hooker.
Damn.
I don't even remember, but I just remember a lot of action.
Yeah, it was a lot of action. You know what I'm saying? I like the action, how Tommy got his gun off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope Tommy know that putting your foot on the damn SD card ain't gonna kill it.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Chewing it.
Like, come on, bro. You gotta, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Take that thing with you and do something else to it.
Yeah. You know? What do you do to it?
I don't know.
I don't know. How do you
don't leave
candy?
None of it. You, yeah. You know what I mean? But, and another thing is, why the fuck Elsa Marie ain't got no security now? It done deaded everybody in front of the house. Now she just standing out there willy nilly, no supervision.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah, when Tommy come visit.
Right. I guess they realized that security was fruitless. Yeah. And they ain't got no money either, probably. Well, I guess old homeboy.
Yeah, the
uncle,
boss got
Carlo,
money.
Right?
He should have money. He right. The boss.
Yeah, I guess he fucking up.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. So, you know, it was good story. It was good story.
It was cool.
You know what I'm saying? But the trip shit is that they dropped a leak out.
Yeah, I heard about
this. You know
this.
What I'm saying? That leaks the ending.
Wow. Or leaks what? So
well, that's what you think. So
break
you know,
the whole
well,
thing down.
Well, basically, there's a clip out there that shows.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Now, did you go looking for it, or did you happen upon it?
No, I happened upon. I just saw it, and then it was like, you know, something. I forget what it said, but I was like, okay, what the fuck is this? It's some grainy ass shit. It's not the whole thing. It's just like a Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
And then I pressed it. You know what I'm saying? Because at first I thought you weren't going to see it. You just showed a hand. But then the camera turned. And
word. Don't even tell me.
Yeah, like, word.
But that's let me ask you this. After you saw that.
After I saw it, I had to go do a little research.
Were you disappointed?
No.
Okay, I mean, did it line up?
I mean, it's like, come on. That's
don't
what,
tell
that's
me.
That's what y'all going to do.
Don't tell me.
You
bro.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then I go look. You know what I mean? I look along the thread. Then I see 50 posted about the leak. And he said, you know, basically in his speech is always going to be concocted in his mind.
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I dropped that leak out there for y'all motherfuckers.
I did this on purpose.
Yeah. But then there's a clip of an article with Courtney, showrunner, from November, saying that since Power has been leaked a few times over the course of the show, they shot alternate endings. They shot, you know what I'm saying, fake me out endings.
Right.
They shot, you know what I'm saying? So according to her, they
supposedly
shot multiple endings in a way that it could go any kind of way.
Right.
And then there's the real one.
Keep
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he dropped that out there. So who knows? You know what I'm saying? If that's it or, but, you know, it's winding down. There's only a few options. And that was the one that made the most sense.
Really? The one you saw, the leak one?
Yeah.
Did you see it coming? Would you like? Was that part of your theory?
I mean, again,
without saying who it was, tell me one. Was that a theory that you had?
It's obvious. It's obvious.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? As it breaks down, it's like the obvious. You know what I mean? It falls right in line with power. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
With how it's been rolling. So. You know, without saying it, I'm sure motherfuckers already know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm still excited. I mean, I'm still excited to see even if that's it, how that plays out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So it didn't really fuck you up, the leak?
Nah. It's like, somebody was like, oh, if y'all gonna, you know what I'm saying, run us, take us through all this shit, you gonna come with the most obvious?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a test to see how that'll play.
Just
the,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they may have the alternate whatevers.
Damn. But, I'm glad I ain't run into that shit, man. I was.
Yeah, you know, Twitter is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, I hate y'all. I hate y'all. I
damn
hate Twitter.
Shame, man.
You know? Yeah, so.
So that's that.
That
man.
Was, you know, I mean, I'm in. I'm in for the prequel and the sequel.
Yeah, I saw the commercial for Power Book 2. They showed Method Man.
Yeah,
that's
not a good, you know, draw for me.
Man. Yeah, that was that's what they was going for. They was like Method Man,
like,
Power 2.
Like he the nigga from The Wire. Cheese. You know what I'm saying? What cheese gonna do in a suit?
Damn, I forgot about cheese.
You know what I'm saying?
What cheese? He done enough shit to where what was he in just recently when he did some acting? Some other actor, not just The Wire.
No, he's been in some shit. I haven't seen him in a bunch of shit, but
yeah.
I mean, as it relates to some gangster shit, I go straight to Cheese and The Wire.
I think
he had on a suit, so it was like, you know, looking like a spinoff Silver.
Who's Silver? Oh, Silver. Oh, okay. Though I saw a rumor saying that. Shout out to one of the listeners that kind of was first person to say they pointing their finger at Ramona. But then I saw like a theory that Ramona is Silver's sister.
Oh, wow.
If that happens, that's going to be like, man, y'all don't get the fuck out of here with that shit. Unless they drop the hint way back and it was that smooth to where when they flash back to it, I'd be like, okay. But
now, I mean... The only reason I went with Ramona too,
because
that's the least obvious.
Yeah.
But it's like, and they're not including her in any of the suspects,
right.
Even though she was there.
Uh-huh.
Like, why wouldn't she be a suspect if she was there?
And she's the only person that's like at this point 100% pro ghost, besides Ghost.
Right. And then the weird scene when they had that close up of her face, and he was like, he's unstoppable.
Right. Yeah.
It was like a weird, like, what the, looking like a villain, but.
He'll never be stopped or some shit. Right, like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that pointed fingers at Ramona, but we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
I'm in.
Well, let it go, man.
They were shooting Ghost book, book two on my right on my block.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You get in that shit.
No.
Tell the people where you going to be.
I'm going to be here, man. Shit. Right here in motherfucking New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You catch me on the gram at Mr. Muhammad. You catch me on Twitter at Mr. Muhammad.
That's what's up. Shit, I'll be in Brooklyn, too, this weekend. I'll be at Eastville Comedy Club. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be out there quite a bit. February, I might be doing a whole little. Yeah, I'm doing a lot out there. go to DamianLemon.com. I got all my shows, where they're going to be at, dates and all that. You can find out from there. And then I might have some other shit coming. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.